Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams will not take part in Thursday night's debate. His opponents accuse him of ducking out on tough questions, but Adams tells Channel 2 he plans on meeting with the family of 10-year-old Justin Wallace, the child killed by gunfire in Far Rockaway over the weekend. 1010 Wins will be carrying Thursday night's debate live. Meanwhile, candidate Maya Wiley has unveiled a plan that she says would create city-sponsored health insurance for low-income and undocumented New Yorkers. She told 1010 Wins the program would replace another one created by Mayor de Blasio because it would get more than a third of the city's uninsured residents covered with traditional insurance policies.
We have 600,000 people without health insurance. So what we are doing is building, expanding, but also changing the program to make it easier for people to sign up and to be able to use that insurance to go not just to our public hospital system, but also to our safety net hospitals.
And Wiley is getting a boost from the Strokes. The band will hold a benefit show for Wiley at Irving Plaza this Saturday night, the first vaccination required full capacity indoor. Days after the city's latest shooting, which left 10-year-old Justin Wallace dead in Far Rockaway, Mayor de Blasio announced a new effort in partnership with the feds aimed at getting illegal guns off the streets.
The mayor announced a first-time partnership where the NYPD and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives will work together to stop the flow of guns into the city and find them when they get here.
That can only happen when the federal government and the NYPD are working literally side by side.
The NYPD's John Miller says technology and traditional detective work will be involved.
It helps us identify the traffickers and their routes coming into the city.
ATF agents will be embedded with the NYPD, and the NYPD will be cross-designated to allow interstate investigations. Shootings have been up 77% in the city in the past year. Juliette Papa, 1010 Wins News.
Pfizer says it's moving into the next phase of clinical trials of its COVID vaccine for the youngest children. Correspondent Sherry Preston reports.
Kids between the ages of 5 and 11 will still be given the two-dose regimen of the Pfizer vaccine, but the doses they receive will be smaller than the ones given to adults and adolescents. The 4,500 youngsters taking part in the clinical trials come from the U.S., Finland, Poland, and Spain. In the coming weeks, Pfizer says they'll also be conducting trials on even younger children, those between the ages of 6 months and 4 years old.
The Bronx was hit harder by the COVID pandemic than any other borough by several measures. That's according to a new report by State Controller Thomas DiNapoli. He says the pandemic threw the Bronx off an upward pre-pandemic track. He says the shutdown of the city last year hit the leisure and hospitality sector the hardest. And in the Bronx, that meant the loss of 9,600 jobs, a 45.6% drop in that sector alone by last summer.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.